Hello and welcome to another episode of the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the shadows of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. In this podcast, we look at a passage from the day's reading in the McShane Reading Plan, and we dive in for about 5 minutes. So go ahead, grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. Well, in today's reading, you guys, we read Genesis 14, Matthew 14, Nehemiah 3, and Acts 13. And in Genesis 14, we meet a very interesting character that seems kind of bizarre that they're included. His name's Melchizedek, and he's said to be the king of Salem. Now, his insertion into the story seems random, but there is a significance. Kings are clearly known as ones who rule, in a sense, some sort of kingdom, right? They've got authority over people, and Melchizedek is such a king, and here's an interesting note. His name actually means King of Righteousness. Now, that sounds like a familiar title for one we know rather well. Now, not only does his name remind us of a greater eternal king, but he then is said to be priest of God Most High. This, if you recall, is the first time in Genesis that we ever encounter a priest. So there is an initiation of a priestly order in which it appears that Melchizedek is the first in line. Now, what do we know ultimately about the role of priests? They are ones that are set apart representing people before God and offering sacrifices to God on their behalf. In this case, we've met a priest, but also a king in Melchizedek. So actually, throughout the reading of the Bible, some say that Melchizedek was a type of Christ. And some other Christians hold that Melchizedek indeed was Christ. Now, whichever side you land on, we can see a clear connection between him and coming Jesus. The subject that Jesus speaks the most about throughout the Bible is the kingdom of God or of heaven. He spends Matthew 13 offering parables alluding to this kingdom as he speaks to the crowd. And then he more directly speaks about it to his disciples, offering them the secrets of the kingdom. The kingdom of God, as is true with any kingdom, is found where the king, in this case God, is reigning and ruling. Where the subjects therein are submitted to his rule and things are aligned with his decrees. In that way, Jesus' entry into the world was a triumphal entry of the kingdom of God. And from that day forth, as the king, he's been drawing subjects into loving submission to him and will continue to do so into every nook and cranny of existence, culminating in his final eventual return when every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord. As royal priests of this kingdom of heaven, we are to offer up ourselves as living sacrifices, as Romans 12 instructs, and place every aspect of our lives into submission to this everlasting priest king. Priest from the order of Melchizedek. And as Paul reminded us in Acts today, he is the promised Messiah King from the line of David, whose invitation into trusting submission would be our salvation. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending Jesus, whose body broken as bread and blood poured out as wine, would be our salvation. And we thank you that in him, we are not only called to be subjects of this king, but we are called to be priests, offering up ourselves as sacrifice. And I pray that you would continue to lead us in this as we usher in the continual kingdom of God. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Well, you guys, head on over to 5bythefire.org and leave a comment on this episode if you have thoughts, questions, or comments. And I'd love it if you subscribe, rate, and share so that others can check this out so they can come back with you tomorrow night on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.